Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey friends, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. As we think about this season that we're in, a lot of us feel this wrestling sense inside of us as to what our purpose is, what it is we're meant to do, what is God's mission for us, or where do we add the most value? I think everybody wants to live for something bigger than themselves. They want to have some purpose that drives them, but a lot of times we look in all the wrong places. You know, a lot has been written and talked about social media and how it can be great to keep people in the loop, but if you're trying to find purpose on social media, it's an endless time suck where most of the time people walk away discouraged instead of encouraged. They walk away thinking, man, my life doesn't match up to everybody else. And so I just want to encourage you today, something that you probably already know, but the place that you find mission and the place that you find purpose is through the Word of God. There are studies after studies that talk about how talented individuals are. Each of us has somewhere between 600 and 800 talents, but most of us, we never use most of them. But when we begin to embrace, what does God have for me? What is God's purpose? What is God's direction? What we think we'll find is that He'll use those gifts, He'll use those talents, and we will find purpose in the middle of it. One of the examples of this is Jonah. He's one of the prophets in the Bible. He received a mission from God. The Bible says in Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, that the Lord spoke His word to Jonah and said, "Get up, go to the great city of Nineveh, preach against it, because I see the evil things they do." In other words, God says, "I've got a purpose for you. I've got a mission." And I really believe that God will do that in our lives when we spend time in His Word. The more that we dig into it, the more that we make it a regular part of our lives, the more we'll understand purpose and live it out. There's a lot of ways that God uses the Word of God in our lives. One is to sit down and read it. I'm a big fan of having a daily plan to read the Bible every single day. Other times it's to hear it, maybe even on the weekday podcast, or maybe through a Sunday sermon, or maybe through devotional reading. But if the only time we read our Bible is occasionally when somebody tells us to, we're probably not going to figure out God's purpose. So I want to encourage you, make it part of your life. Spend time every single day, even if it's just a couple minutes. Put it in your schedule. Make it part of your routine to say, "God, I want to hear from you." Joshua 1:8 says this. It says, "Always remember what is written in the book of the teaching. Study it night and day to be sure to obey everything that's written there. And if you do it, you will be wise and successful in everything you do." And so if you're wrestling with purpose, wrestling with direction, spend time hanging out in God's word. He's given you a word, and He wants to help you to live on mission. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.